Well, we are ready in terms of what our administrative obligations will be. We are also ready in terms of the level of awareness that's there in terms of whole of government about the agri-food sector and the fishery sector, and Commission readiness to respond even as late as this week. And we've had ongoing rolling engagement with all the key operators in the Brexit context, the Commission, the Barnier Task Force, obviously the government here and the Department of Finance in particular, most recently in the Commission with Commissioner Hogan in a bilateral meeting last Monday. And I don't want to get into too much technical detail, but there's a standard kind of suite of responses that the Commission can deploy in terms of market disturbance. And they would work for certain sectors, and then we would need in others areas, particularly in the area of beef, exceptional aid from the Commission, and that's also available to us and satisfied that the Commission is ready to deploy that. I mean, if you have a crash out and if the UK applies tariffs, our €4.5 billion worth of exports to the UK will be hit with €1.7 billion of tariffs on top of that. Now, that's an existential challenge to us, to the UK market. And what our ambition is in the context of response is to ride out that rough period, remain on the supermarket shelves so that we don't lose consumer and retail outlet confidence in the UK market. Because ultimately, in a month, 6 months, or a year or longer, the UK and the European Union, and consequently Ireland, will do a trade agreement. And we need to make sure that we're not losing in the interim to other suppliers who would displace our product. And that's our ambition.